We're in Siman Shin Chaf. We're up to Siftes, and we will be going through Yud Zayin. Siftes. Hashelag Vaborit Ein Maraskin Osam. There's an Issur Rabbanan of mashing your snow or hail. Dahainu Lishabram Lachatichas Dak is to break him into small pieces. In a way that the water comes out of it. You're melting. You are biodayim going ahead and melting the snow. You can put it into a cup and let it melt on its own. As long as you don't do an act. Similarly, there's no problem if you put it in a warm place and it will melt on its own. Why exactly is this aser? So first of all, we're talking about mashing it. We are not talking about simply breaking it. Now, if you break it, even though some water comes out of it, that's holach li'ibud. That's not what you're trying to do when it's mutter. Why is it usur to go and squeeze your snow to turn it into water? So it's either because it looks like malacha, it looks like a molid, you're creating something, or it's a gzera to schita. Now the Mishnah Brura brings a daya that if you're melting it into water and it's ein on nikur, it's mutter actually to mash it biyadayim. Now the Ramah before holds that if it's nikur, if it stands out on its own, you're not melting it into water. Then the halacha is that it's usur even memela, which means to put snow or put an ice cube in a cup of water and put it in a warm place for the sake of melting it would be usur according to the Ramah. That would be mutter according to the Ramah only if it's the ice cube into water. Whereas putting the ice cube alone into an empty glass in a warm place for it to melt would be usur. Because the Ramah holds that where it's nikur, it's even usur to do it where it's memela. That being the case, if someone is serving ice cubes at the table, so there he has ice cubes alone. The question is he putting it in a place where it's going to melt? So the truth is, it's an enam echav, and he's not doing it for the sake of melting. But there are many who are knowing to put a little bit of water in there first, so that as the ice melts, it goes into the water and it's enam nikur, and you don't have the problem of the Ramah. Sif Yud. Mutu l'shaber akerach le'little mayim itachtav. If you have water under ice, you can break the ice, because you're not doing it for the sake of melting the ice. The Magen Avraham has a very big chiddush here. He says that if it's a frozen river, you're chayiv for binyan, because it's connected to the ground. There are many that argue with him. Lamaisa, the Mishnah Berurah says you can be makel if it's a tzarech Shabbos. Yud Aleph tzarech lizar b'chorev shal yitl yola b'mayim sheyesh b'em shelag u'borod. Tim yitl yizar shal yitlchem b'en yodav. You have to make sure if you're washing your hands in water that is partially snow, that you shouldn't go and actually be merasik it biyadayim. Siv Yud Beis Yeshli Zarshli Yeshavshav Yodav Melach. When you take salt, you can turn that into water. So you have to make sure that you don't do that by rubbing against it. How about salt water? There's no isser in doing that with Siv Yud Gimel. Doris Shelag Baraglo Ve'ena Choshish, you're allowed to walk on the snow even though you're breaking the snow, you're melting the snow by doing it. The reason that's not your kavana, and Chazal didn't ask for something that would make it impossible to walk in the street. Sif Yudalid, Harami Rutenberg Matulatl Meira Glayim Beshelag. The Marami Rutenberg allows Hatolis Mayim to pass water onto the snow. For Rosh Hayanizer, whereas the Rosh didn't like it because it actually melts the snow. It's a Vadai. Sif Tezvav. Osir Lifro Sudur Algabi Achovis Litn Agav of Akeli Shedolimbo. This was a case in the Gemara where someone put a Sudur, it was like a kerchief, on a barrel in a way that there was no Isser Ohel. He put a kerchief on the barrel, and on top of that barrel, he put the keli with which they go and draw water or wine from the barrel, which means that it ended up making that handkerchief or the kerchief, it ended up soaking it. Shemel yovel de srita, since you want it dry, we're afraid you'll squeeze it out. Was a beged that's always sitting there and generally gets soaked and it never bothers you, we're not afraid that you're going to come do srita on. Sifte Zayin, Osir lohodeg muchin bepipach sheyesh mashkin mishum srita. You are not allowed. You are not allowed to tighten the rags that are sitting in the hole for pouring out of because of schita. They absorb wine, and when you press, the wine goes back into the barrel. That's a schita where the wine is going to end up getting caught there, and is going to end up getting used. Sif Yud Zayin, Sfog. You're not allowed to wipe something with a sponge as a gzeira of schita. So lemaisa, the Mishnah Berurah brings down from the Gra that it's not as a gzeira, but it is because of schita. As soon as you press on a sponge, there's some liquid that comes out of it. But if it has a handle, it's mutter. Zmachlokas Rashi and the Ravid, why exactly it's mutter? Rashi and the Rambam learned that it's not a psik reisha. But of course, a sponge that is a psik reisha, when you press with the handle, you're simply squeezing out the water inside, it would be asur. The Ravid has a new pshat, that since it's on a handle, it's as if it's collected in a bottle. We don't call that schita. Now, lahalacha, relying on this, when we know it's a psik reisha for schita, relying on the Ravid, the Mishnah Berurah Keseder, doesn't seem like he goes for that. So lahalacha, although the svarim bring it down, if you know for a fact that by using some kind of brush or sponge on a stick that there's going to be a psik reisha to schita, you're not allowed to on Shabbos.